Good morning, Buffalo. It's Beach and Company. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach today. News Radio 930 WBEN 1109. Funny how we only have 51 minutes left. This just goes so fast. It really does. And which means it's good. At least it's good for me. And it can be good for all of us, I think. I'm going to read something from a Politico article that appeared early this morning and is going viral across the web. I'm getting calls about it from reporters while I sit here. Because I'm quoted in this article a couple of different times, but I wanted to tell you, when you call, we listen, and I actually keep track. This is my quote. I don't hate to read my own quotation in an article. I'm not that snotty, but I'm going to do it just because I can. You saw change in the level of trust of media over this campaign, said Michael Caputo, who now hosts a radio show on a conservative Western New York station. Recently, listeners weighed in on Trump's compulsive tweeting. Of 27 callers, 25 said that they want him to keep tweeting, Caputo continued. Trump's use of social media has adjusted down America's view of the media. Those who are crying for him to put down his Twitter are the ones who Americans have started not to trust. That's political, ladies and gentlemen. We keep track of this stuff. And I actually tweet what you say at Donald Trump sometimes. I know he reads it. So when you call in and give your opinion, it's not just going out into the ether for 50,000 Western New Yorkers to hear. It's being heard nationally. I think many of the talk radio stations around the country are being listened to more than ever before. Because, in fact, you are those who listen to conservative talk radio are the base that Donald Trump was seeking. And I'll tell you, it's important to him. It's important to us here at WBEN that you listen and call. And I promise you, you're being heard. 803-0930-star-930 on your cell phone. I'm going to go quick to Dan in Tonawanda. Landslide Dan.
Hey, Mike. I believe that Romney's not going to be the pick, and I'll tell you why. Yesterday was his second interview, but before that happened, Kellyanne Conway came out and said that she was totally against Romney, and she is one of the architects of the reason why Trump is president-elect right now. And the reason why, last night, when I heard Romney come out of Trump Tower and say that little speech he said, his exact words were, I'll quote, gives me increasingly hope that president-elect Trump is the very man that can lead us to a better future. So what I get out of it says it gives me increasingly hope. That doesn't sound like a man that's 100% back behind Trump. It doesn't sound like a man that just got the job for Secretary of State. I believe the job's going to go to Rudy, and the reason why is Rudy hasn't been heard or seen in the last couple days, and I think that they'll announce it probably tomorrow. It'll be for the afternoon TV shows for everybody to hear and the weekend shows, just like you said.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just any caller. This is Landslide Dan, who predicted Trump's victory, was right all along. I disagreed with him off and on. So did Tom and David Bellavia. I think Sandy as well. So you better listen. Landslide Dan says no Romney, and it's going to be Giuliani. Dan.
Again, Mike, that you got to look at that and listen to it. You go on YouTube, and you can listen to it when you come out of Trump Tower. It says increasingly hope. That, to me, doesn't sound like a man that's 100% behind Trump yet, and it doesn't sound like a man that's going to get the job for Secretary of State. So I listen to people's words, and to me, he was told yesterday that he's not going to get the job, but he's going to be someone that's part of the administration in some way or form. That's my personal opinion.
You're like Karnak the Magnificent. You know that? You really are. You hold things to your turban, and then you predict the future, don't you? How do you do it, though? I mean, I know you've got pretty sound political judgment. You and I have talked before on and offline.
You know, I do is I listen to people speak and their speeches, and I listen to their interviews, and that's where I get most of my news. Now, I like Drudge. There's certain things that I do like, but the majority of my news comes from what people are saying. I listen to them, and I try to hone in on what they're saying, and that's where I get my information. Because believe it or not, you know this, but the media, 99% of it, it's just they're trying to sway you in one way or another, and I don't like that. I want to hear it myself and judge for myself and come up with the conclusions on my own. You know, that's how I come up with my figures, I guess you could say.
Sure. Well, listen, Dan, I'm going to hit you up via Facebook today because I promised that I'm going to have you in studio while I'm on during this break that Sandy's taking during his vacation. So I'll hit you up via, say, Facebook this afternoon, and you and I will pick a day and time, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
Landslide Dan, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one, and we may not have room for another one. But we'll be right back after these messages here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We can all be together, shaking our head when we make it to the promised land. If we walk together.
Here's our WBEN First Alert forecast for Channel 7 meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski. Today, mostly cloudy, scattered rain. Rain's going to come across the southern tier, most of it later in the day. High today in the 50s. Windy this afternoon and into the evening. Gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Temperatures dropping into the 40s tonight, tomorrow. Turning cooler, lake effect rain showers developing. Maybe turning to snow and windy again. And for the weekend, light snow, some rain. It's going to be a slushy weekend, ladies and gentlemen. That's my favorite weather bed. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach here on Beach & Company. I'll tell you, we're having a good time today. It went so fast. You know, we've talked to this gentleman, Blue Box Dave, at Blue Box Dave, who is on Twitter at Blue Box Dave. We talked to DeRoy Murdoch, who, by the way, I don't know if you know this about DeRoy Murdoch, he refuses to buy a cell phone. DeRoy Murdoch has railed against technology. He's like Amish, but he's black, gay, and conservative. No kidding. He may not be Amish, but he refused to buy a cell phone, does not get on the internet except for do his email. He does not get on Twitter and Facebook. I think that's debilitating. I don't know, but he's been on a position about this for 20 years. If you want to get DeRoy Murdoch, you got to call him at home. And by the way, if you don't leave your number, he won't call you back. Smart guy, though. One of the smartest guys I know. Black, gay, and conservative. People have, I remember when he first came out of the closet, everybody on, you know, there were a lot of people on the right that were like, oh my gosh, because he was on the board of directors of the Young Americans for Freedom. And he endured a lot of slings and arrows from the intolerant right. But he has stood strong all of his career. He's somebody you need to listen to. You need to watch. He's very, very interesting fellow. I'm going to go directly to the phones here on News Radio 930 WBEN 1120. Peter in St. Catharines. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Mr. Caputo, thank you very much, sir. Thank you,
Mike, sure.
Again. It's such an interesting conversation. I want to weigh in first and say who I think would have been optimal candidates, and then talk about Mitt Romney quickly. I think Tulsi was good, but she lacks the foreign experience. But actually, that lady has a very bright future. I think Jim Webb would have made an excellent choice, even for Secretary of Defense, given his past, and he might have balanced out the Trump administration quite well. They might have even gotten along pretty well. Mr. Romney, still, the problem is personally, like many of the callers and yourself, personally, I think the invectives were just, they were too personal. And I think before Mr. Trump could bring him out to the public, Mr. Romney would need a serious mea culpa. In other words, the same step that he took to call a news conference and berate Mr. Trump, Mr. Romney would need to call a news conference and ask, apologize formally, and Mr. Trump may then have to follow it by smoothing over and saying, you know, he accepts the apology, etc. But I think there's too much of distaste in the public's mouth. But you see, Mr. Caputo, the way it looks to myself, and I suspect many people, is that Donald Trump is a successful businessman because he knows how to run business, and he understands that at the end of the day, the bottom line on money is very important to the shareholders, to the bottom line. And I think he's probably approaching everything now from a business, such that You elected him and you said, look, we want change. Barack Obama destroyed everything. So we want to change. We're going to put it in your hands and we're going to sit back and we're going to let you handle things for 4 years and we could vote you out. So I think Donald Trump is probably trying to tell everyone, look, settle down. Let me make decisions. You may not like my decisions, but I am making them the way I think is best for the bottom line here. For example, that lady that he's chosen for transportation, I mean, it smells smelly. It looks nepotistic. She was in Bush's cabinet. However, Trump is looking at serious infrastructure promises he's made. So when you sit back and you look at it and you realize, maybe Donald Trump has made that pick principally because he's going to have to negotiate with McConnell.
Okay. But explain the relationship here.
Pardon me?
Explain the relationship between the nominee and the majority leader of the Senate.
I think, from what I understand, she is his wife.
Elaine Chao,
yes,
is the wife of Senate Leader Mitch McConnell.
Yes.
She's also served in the past in another administration as a cabinet secretary.
Yes.
But you also know, Peter, that this is not the first time, correct?
Yes.
That this has happened.
Yes.
All right. Because when was the last time it happened? I'm trying to stump you.
In terms of this lady?
No. In fact, the wife of Senate Leader Bob Dole served in the administration of George W.
Yes, Elizabeth Dole.
Right.
Yes.
It's not completely unprecedented. And, Elaine Chao was vastly successful long before she met Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, and the point, the argument I'm making is Trump is looking at this thing as what is the best situation to give Americans the bang for their buck. We've had 8 years of disaster. He has to roll back serious situations. So he needs to hit the floor running. So, and maybe that lady is actually very qualified, but it would help that her husband is, and to be honest with you, I'm not questioning the appointment because I'm one of those supporters of Trump that right now I'm stepping back and saying I'm giving this person all of the leeway. This person has to make the decisions and we need to give him the space first. I'm listening to a lot of people dogging him out, and that is what is pissing me off because some of this stuff you don't understand. I don't understand as an onlooker, and it's not even in my place to understand. However, you've just elected him. You need to step back. Let the dust settle and give him the space to make his decisions, and then we would see how things would roll out. But he told us that he plays his enemies close to his chest. That is his modus operandi. And you need to let the guy operate the way things have been successful for him. So, you know, Romney is disastrous, I think, personally. I would not want to be his friend after what he did. However, maybe Mr. Trump is looking at, he might be able to neuter the conservative wing that might come at Trump by 2018, 2019 to dethrone him in 2020. He may be able to calm down the Never Trumpers. So Trump is probably operating like a shrewd businessman also, with the ultimate game being what is best for the American people. Not whether you like me or like what I decide. I am going to make decisions as a leader, as the CEO. That's what he is. CEO of America that I think is best for you. So you sit back and you allow me to operate. In 4, you don't like it, fire me. And that's it.
All right. I think you're about it. That's about as sensible as it gets.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
That's why I stand behind him no matter who he appoints. As long as he doesn't appoint Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, I'm fine.
Look, if we know of people who were married, ended up in devastating divorces, male, female, said the worst things, did the worst things to each other, even went into court, jail, every single thing. I know people like that. And yet they get remarried again after getting divorced. And you ask yourself, after what you've done to each other, listen, human beings are very interesting species. You need to let Mr. Trump, we need to let Mr. Trump think about this and make his decision. Maybe, who knows, it might work out with a Romney. We don't like him because of what he did. Maybe Mr. Romney is a better human being than myself, personally. But what he did was devastating, and I agree with Dan and everyone. It's Mr. Trump is unique if he's leaning in that way. That's all I can
say. Yeah, he is. Peter, you're always welcome to call. Thanks a lot for doing so.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Peter in St. Catharines. I have such a blast talking to the look, we all, a lot of us grew up here, right? I grew up in the East Aurora area. I went to school at Iroquois, Orchard Park, Hamburg, you know. And I've always related to Canada just as across the border. We'd go over there and try and get Brador, if you remember Brador. And we'd go over there to see, I saw the Who up there. So concerts, going out at night, having fun. And so we've always been close to Canada. You know, as I got a little older, going over there, seeing the ballet. Right? But my dad used to take us and the kids over to Wang's restaurant in Niagara Falls because great Chinese food. But it's such a pleasure to be able to talk to folks here on the radio who live just across the border. It's a huge amount of people over there who have a lot of focus on the United States for great reasons. And we're going to get right back to your telephone calls. I promise, ladies and gentlemen, I've got no more guests. I'm going to you and only you here on the phone. So if you're on the line, do hang on. I'm going to get to you. But we'll be right back right now after these messages here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The queen of them all, the stream.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Beach and Company here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Sandy is out today. He'll be back on Tuesday. Michael Caputo in for Sandy. You got me all the way through Monday. We've got, just about 23 minutes left. And we've got a couple of callers here, 803-0930, star 930 in your cell phone. We're going to go right to the phones. We've been talking about Mitt Romney. Do you support Mitt Romney as Secretary of State? This is coming down, ladies and gentlemen. The appointment is coming down. It may be Romney. I'm against it. I think Romney is a problem. But I stand behind Donald Trump if he appoints this, if he makes this appointment. I don't care who it is. I'm going to be disappointed. I've been disappointed before. I'm a big boy. But let's go right to the phones here, 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. Let's go to Paul in Millport. Paul, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Well, thank you very much here. As I told you, call screener here, I'm former National Security Agency in Washington, D.C., and a career under three presidents. This Romney appointment is very disturbing to me, and I am a Trump supporter, and I did vote for Donald Trump. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to America. There are far more better appointments to the office of Secretary General. Mitt Romney is a global warming baby. Heard it with his own words during his running of his campaign. He started and initiated government health in Massachusetts. He has waffled on certain social issues. And the American public knows the rest of the contention between Trump and Romney. It doesn't bear need to be repeated. He is a huge, huge problem. Now, about Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani is a great attorney, a great lawyer. I love the guy, okay? But would you call a plumber to do electrician work in your house? That's law. You want somebody that knows foreign affairs, foreign policies, and intelligence backward, forward, and inside and out. And there's three far better candidates for the job that are shoo-ins and should be considered as shoo-ins. And one of them is John Bolton. John Bolton should be at the top of the list. William Benny should be second. William Benny's former NSA director of NSA. He knows cybersecurity inside and out. He created the formats for cybersecurity for the United States Air Force and for the United States government. You got General Lowden. General Lowden is another former NSA director. There's three candidates that are far more qualified in the area of foreign affairs and national security more than a lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani would probably be more beneficial on the Supreme Court or somewhere in the legal realm, but not in the foreign policy realm.
You know, his interest in the position was surprising. I think it surprised everyone. I know it surprised Trump.
You see a challenge. I see a challenge. I see a challenge in a confirmation. I do see a challenge coming up in the confirmation from the left. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to state what that challenge is because I don't want to give them any ammunition, being a Trump supporter. But there is a challenge. And it could be a mounting challenge coming up. Y'all need to sit back and think about what that challenge might be.
Right.
Okay. There is a challenge in that confirmation of Rudy Giuliani.
Now, of all the people you mentioned in your call, all the people you mentioned, that was my phone, believe it or not. For some reason, I turned it on the commercial break. I was listening to a song. Although all the ones you mentioned, John Bolton is the only one that's in the running. Do you like Petraeus?
Well, General Petraeus would be a fourth one I would add to the list. But William Binney, I would add General Petraeus, I would add John Bolton. Those would be the two best ones, but John Binney. Trump needs to interview.
Can you spell his last name for the listeners so they can start Googling this guy?
Yeah, Binney. You could Google this guy. He's former director of NSA. He put together the cybersecurity for the United States. He put together the computers for NSA. You can't ask for a better guy. He knows foreign policy, foreign affairs, and intelligence nation worldwide for the United States. What better guy do you want for Secretary General? They can't pull the wool over these guys' eyes. You've got to get people that have actually done the job out in the field.
Roger that. I get that. But let me ask you, Paul. We're going to have to go. I've got a full board of calls. I want to get to everyone. But let me ask you real quick. Have you called into the station and talked about some of these NSA-related things since your retirement?
Since I'm out of retirement? Yes,
yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I think I've heard you on here. Thanks a lot for calling and taking the time on my show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have a great day. I'm going to go right to Rambo Jim. Rambo, how you doing, man?
Mike, do you realize that Trump, and I'm being totally serious because I know my history. I'm a history fanatic. Trump has the power now, or he will have it on January 20th, to reshape the future of Western civilization. Have you thought about this?
Maybe not in the way you have, but yes. Tell me in what way you have.
Because I know my history, I know what happened when three Roman legions were put to the sword in the Teutoburg Forest and how that changed the history of the entire human race. He could almost go back and rectify what happened in that battle.
Yeah.
If the Romans had won then, there never would have been a King Charlemagne, never would have been a Frederick the Great, no Napoleon, and most of all, never would have been an Adolf Hitler. Do you realize how he is at the, like, he's standing at the precipice. He can change. He can change the world now.
Right. I mean, I think he's already changing it. I mean,
already is all. He's just getting started.
Oh, he changed Indianapolis, Indiana overnight.
Yep. He's going to go there tomorrow and talk about with Vice President Pence elect and talk about, you know, the technical details of what's going on. You know, we just know he saved 1,000 of those jobs. I mean, Mike, this guy is going to change history. We're seeing this.
Yeah, he is. There's no question, Rambo. And I think the concern that is out there, not my concern, but he's going to change it for the worse, some people think. I don't think there's anybody out there that thinks that Donald Trump is going to have no impact at all. And there have been presidents where people were like, you know.
Like I said, I know my history. I never thought that I would ever be able to say some guy would get elected and more or less be able to change the results of a battle fought 2,000 years ago. But he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the results of that battle, I'm saying.
I hear you.
Western civilization and how it changed the world and all those historical figures I mentioned to you never would have been. All these disasters could have been avoided, and now he almost, I mean, it blows my mind.
I get you, Rambo. Thanks a lot for calling in, man. You have a great day, all right? Maybe we'll talk tomorrow. Listen, I've got a couple more people on the line here. I want to get to you. That's why I'm going to go real quick to a break. Do not hang up if you're on the line. I will get to you, and we'll be right back after these messages here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach. It is. What's that? Ah, yes, the deal of the day. The gentlemen in the booth have put me back on the straight and narrow again. In the mood for a great slice. Today's deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks is a $24 certificate for an extra large pizza with one topping, 2-liter bottle of pop, and 6 garlic knots from Pharaoh's Famous New York. That's Pharaoh's Famous New York Pizza in West Seneca for just $12. That's a $24 certificate for $12, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't go to mybuffaloperks.com, you aren't hungry. Michael Caputo in for Sandy Beach, News Radio 930 WBEN. Right to the phones. Do you want Romney? Do you not want Romney? Let's start with Frank in Tonawanda. Thanks for calling, Frank.
Good morning, Mike. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Whatever Trump decides to make, I'll be happy with, but I would be disappointed if he picks Romney. I would be very happy if he picks Bolton.
Mm-hmm.
I would be thrilled.
But you do know how their ideologies don't line up.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, he is the president-elect. And, you know, I've spoken with other friends of mine that are very staunch Trump supporters. And, you know, they made this statement that if he picks Romney, they won't have anything to do with Trump. And I'm going, how can you be like that?
Right.
How can you be like that? I says, just because of one pick that he's going to pick for his cabinet, you're going to write him off? I says, how can you do that? I said, that's ludicrous. I says, I think he knows what he's doing. And personally, I think he's playing Romney like a fiddle, to tell you the truth. I think inviting him in for dinner and then bringing him back for this and that, to tell you the truth, I think he wants to make him make a personal apology because of all these vicious attacks that he made on him personally. I think if Romney would come forth and apologize for those vicious attacks that he made on him, I think that would clear up a lot of things. But I think it's up to Trump who he decides that he wants to put in his cabinet. And I think we should just all stand back and let him make that decision. I think, you know, it's our country, and whoever, it's got to be 1,000% better than what the last administration had in there.
Yeah,
and for God's sake, let him do his thing. And as far as this Twitter thing, you know, where everybody's saying, "Oh, he ought to get away from doing his Twitter." You know, that's the latest technology, and if he wants to use Twitter, that's his way of getting his word out to the masses, and without getting interrupted by the media and everybody else. So I you know, that's the latest technology, and if he wants to use that, good for him.
Yeah, listen, breaking news here, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy Pelosi was elected, reelected as leader of the Democrat minority in the House of Representatives. So the battle continues. Frank, I think Donald Trump is completely capable of teasing Romney and playing Romney. Kind of like that guy on the insurance commercial, if you remember this.
I got you a dollar.
Oh, you almost had it. You've got to be quicker than that.
I love that commercial.
Yes, I think this is what's going on. And I think this is, by inviting him in for dinner and then having the first interview and then having the second interview, you know, I think this is what's going on. But I think in the meantime, he's having other interviews with people I think that are a lot more capable of filling the position. And I just think that this is what's going on. He may have a position for him in another office that he has in mind for him.
Yeah, you know, Frank, I got a position in mind for him. Thanks for calling in, Frank. I got to jump to another call. I'm trying to get as many in as possible before we get out of here. Sam in Rochester. Sam in Rochester, how you doing?
Hi, Michael.
Romney, yes or no?
No, over and above... any apology, which is meaningless. By the way, he didn't apologize yesterday when he made that talk. He just complimented
them. Yeah, there's no apology yet.
He just complimented Trump, but that's not an apology. But over and above any apology, the guy's not qualified. He was governor, a nondescript governor for 4 years. It doesn't qualify as to be Secretary of State. Now, Lou... Dobbs of the Fox Business Network ran a string of comments that Romney made recently about four of them, and they pointed out this lack of knowledge in world affairs. And you got to have some kind of knowledge of what the heck is going on in the world. Now, when he had one debate with
Obama,
he apologized. He asked Barack Obama not to speak badly about him regarding his personal life. He actually got on his knees, it seemed like, had tears coming down his face, and said, "Please, Mr. President, don't attack me personally." Now, if he couldn't handle Barack Obama, how is he going to handle these communist dictators, these terrorist organization leaders, these radical leftists,
and
Democrats?
Right.
For that matter.
Roger that. I hear you, Sam. Thanks a lot for calling in. I want to hit one last caller before we go to a break. I'm sorry, go to the end. That's such a fast day today. John in Dunkirk, I've just got a minute for you. Thanks a lot for holding on, my friend.
Thank you very much, Michael. I don't really have anything to say about Romney because, to me, he's nothing to talk about.
Right.
However, I would like to just mention one thing that is fairly important, and that is that 25% of the people on Social Security will not receive a check from now until 3 days after Christmas. And this will no doubt put a burden on the food bank of Western New York. And some of these people may not even realize at this point that their check won't be there until the 28th of December.
Right. Well, that gives all of us the responsibility to give to the Food Bank of New York to try and be as helpful as possible. John, thanks for bringing that up. I had heard that. It's worth talking about. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Food Bank of Western New York, my ladies and gentlemen. Give them your thoughts, your prayers, and some food. This has been an entirely wonderful experience today. I had a lot of fun. I love talking to you guys. I just love it. It really lights my fire. I can't tell you how important this has been for me today. We're going to have fun again tomorrow, I promise you. I'm going to try and come in again with another show that isn't about politics. That'll last until I arrive and read Donald Trump's tweets. We'll talk about something else. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I bid you a good day and a wonderful night.
Lay down, my dear brother. Upon your Savior's breath, I love you. Oh, Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Lay down, my dear brother. Lay down and take your rest. I want you to lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, oh, Jesus loved you the best. And I'll bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. I bid you good night, good night. Tell them for the ark, that wonderful boy.
Bid you good night,
good night. Good night. Night for the priest of the inevitable.
Bid you good night,
good night. Good night. Good night. All the children that want none.
And I bid you good night,
good night.
I remember right well, I remember right well.
Bid you good night, good night. Good night,
we're walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Bid you good night, good night, good night.
Lay
down, my dear brothers, lay down and take your rest. I want you to lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you. Jesus loves you the best.
And I bid you good night,
good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. I bid you good night, good night, good night.
Thank you.